Welcome to the Game and Watchmen.
Hi, hey guys. Welcome to the show. This is the Game and Watchmen. I'm Josh.
I am Paul.
And I'm Nate.
So. Right, so yeah. What are we talking about today?
We're going to be talking about Don't Starve. And we actually... Okay.
Don't Starve.
Actually, Don't Starve. Don't Starve. LOL. Okay.
Nate's first playthrough went.
I know. This is already gone fucking
fantastic. That's how my first playthrough went.
Some kind of groove, I think.
We did do an episode zero. I don't know. We might post it. But for now, let's go ahead and actually talk about
after people
what
like us.
This is what this whole podcast is supposed to be. So it's supposed to be like a video game, a book club type thing where we're going to be playing a game. Actually, you know, I wanted to talk to you guys about this. Should we play a game every week? Should we do a game every 2 weeks? Like what we do is we do a podcast every week.
Why don't we pick two? We should pick one game that we have to devote a lot of time to that we maybe bi-weekly or monthly then we come in, and then every week we have like one-off games, like indie games.
Okay, yeah, that would work too, because obviously if we play the same game the entire time, we'll get fucking bored. But yeah, for the exact reason that if it's a game that is kind of like really in-depth, we have more time to absorb it. And then on the games which you don't really have much to talk about for two weeks of podcasts,
like every Call of Duty ever,
yeah, then we'll just do a one-off on that on the same episode, that way we have more to talk about. So but that's what the podcast is going to be, and then we'll also just occasionally talk about like what's going on in game. Well, I mean, sort of game.
Can I go ahead and throw in a vote? We should stop calling it a podcast and start calling it a show.
Okay, a show. It's a show.
Nah, I like podcasts better.
Whatever you want to call
just
it.
Just because you're faced with it, you're like, fine, it's a fucking show. Paul, is this okay? That's how
I am not picking sides.
All right.
So,
you want to jump right into the game, or do you? Or
well, an episode earlier, we decided that we were going to play Don't Starve. Which, if you want to bring up a little synopsis, kind of describe what the game's about, if you haven't seen it or played it, I'm sure by now that everybody has seen it and or played it.
Oh, okay, so Don't Starve, 2013 action-adventure video game with survival and roguelike elements. The game follows a scientist named Wilson who finds himself in the dark, dreary world that must survive as long as possible. Towards this end, the player will keep Wilson healthy, fed, and mentally stable as he avoids a variety of surreal and supernatural enemies that will try to kill and devour him. The game's adventure mode adds depth and sparse plot and pits Wilson against the game's antagonist, Maxwell. That's the gist of what the game is. I can't remember if I told either of you this, but I think it's kind of like... It's like Minecraft survival meets Harvest Moon, is what it seems like to me. Kind of with like a Tim Burton edge, sort of.
Yeah, directed by Tim Burton, so it has no fun whatsoever.
Actually, like, as I was playing it, well, I guess...
You play as Johnny Depp in a land of adventure.
Devoid of whimsy and fun.
Well, I was kind of debating whether or not it looked... Okay, how would you describe the art style of Psychonauts? Would you say that's Tim Burton, or is that something different?
That's just general surrealism.
Because I felt like this game was more along the lines of like Psychonauts than it was Tim Burton, even though they did say it's inspired by Tim Burton films. So I guess, I mean, whatever.
Specifically what they said.
But I think more Psychonauts.
I didn't think not once Psychonauts.
You know, I think the reason you got that, though, is probably because like the thin, wiry body and the giant head.
The humor was really weird in that game. And Don't Starve and Psychonauts are really
both bizarre. You know, I can't draw a comparison because I still haven't played Psychonauts yet.
I have unique theory on why it made you think of Psychonauts. Because this game has a very unique talent of making you want to play better games. So you were dreaming of playing Psychonauts as you were grudging through this fucking game.
And a lot of this podcast is apparently going to be me versus Paul and Josh. Well,
I have never said my true opinion on the game.
I know. Well, it's just like I get the feeling it's going to be me versus you guys on liking this game. You know,
I could not get into it. I could not get into it whatsoever.
Yeah. I got a weird feeling of maybe a little Beetlejuice in there too.
Maybe.
Weird wormholes and just kind of like the weird bleak fucked up ghost land type shit.
Yeah. Mm. This game in general just has very like dark weird vibe to it, but not it's not like dark and it's not like morbidly dark.
It can be morbidly dark.
It can be, but it's not really a morbidly dark. It's like, it's intent. Oh, okay.
The first time he sees a grave, he's like, there's probably some good shit in there.
Yeah.
It's a little morbidly dark.
You know, yeah. Okay, so.
Okay, so have you lost your mind in that game, correct?
Yeah, I've lost
my mind. I did too. It gets really fucking bleak. Like, you can't get rabbits anymore because as you're like trying to fumble with the rabbits, you just start sprouting beard hair everywhere. You're like, what is going on? I'm like,
well, the rabbits turn into nightmare rabbits, too. They're no longer fucking...
And you can't eat nightmares.
Yeah. Actually, when you murder them, you get nightmare feel. All right, so let's talk about, like, the actual gameplay first. Yeah. Gameplay and... Well, what subject... I mean, we probably should have went over this right before we started, but... I guess. But, you know, whatever.
We're new.
First episode, it's fine. We'll talk about, like, gameplay... There's not really much as far as like music going on in this game, I don't think. It's just the same track that plays over and over, right?
I did turn the music down.
I did too.
Because
honestly,
as soon as you started talking, it was trumpets being muted, and I hated it.
I loved that part. But
I know you do because you got that like weird jazz boner going on.
I do have that weird jazz boner going on.
Constant boner.
Yeah. We'll just talk about gameplay and lead into other things, I guess. But, fuck, where do we start on this?
So everybody played this on PC, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You played it. Well, no. Is there another way to play it?
PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Oh, you can play it on PS4?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
But I played it on my PC through Steam with a USB controller.
You can also play it on the Vibe, if I remember correctly.
What the fuck is the Vibe?
Or Vita.
Vita. The Vibe.
You can play it on the Vibe. Everyone's like, I haven't heard of that console. It's in my pants.
It's my nickname.
That's how I'll play it.
For the rabbit I keep constantly strapped to my ball sack. Hmm.
So, I'm trying to... So, I don't know. This game... So, obviously, it's a survival game. I think, in my opinion, as far as like all the other survival games I've ever played, which is not very many, this is like one of the best survival games I've played.
You need to play more survival games, son.
I guess.
You should go camp out in your backyard for a week.
Well, fuck the whole thing is, like, it's in this game, it's, like, really hard. You die, if you die, you're dead permanently, so you have to start all over again.
Nah.
So you really value your fucking life. Well, okay, yeah. There are resurrection stones in this game, but...
Kind of resurrection stones in this game.
Yeah, they're very few and far between. There's an item you can build called a meat effigy, which will revive you upon death, but you get, like, I think, like, a health deficit or, like, whatever. You lose some of your health when you make the effigy permanently until you die, and then you get your health back. But if you die, you're dead. You're fucked. And you just have to start the whole game over again.
Permadeath.
And so that's why this game is often called like a roguelike, especially because also Josh has a qualm with it being called roguelike. He'll explain here in a second. But it's randomly generated. If you die, you're dead for good. It's really difficult. I mean, this game does not fuck around with, like, trying to kill you. Like, everything will kill you.
The difficulty comes in just managing everything that there is to manage. And that's importantly, first and foremost, a very big survival aspect in any survival game is managing your resources.
Especially this one, because this one's basically like a fucking gathering simulator.
There are perks to picking flowers, that's for sure. It saved me multiple times.
It actually, yeah, did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you pick flowers, it ups your sanity by +5.
No, if you pick flowers, each one you pick, then you build a wreath.
Yeah, yeah.
And you put it on, and that boosts your sanity by like 100 or something like that.
Well, yeah, it'll gradually
that could be playing, because they have to put funny hats on.
It gradually like ups. It regenerates your sanity
a little.
I gotta keep playing because I just want to see what the new hat is.
I really had to struggle to find reasons to keep going.
Like, okay, so I like the survival, like equating it to Minecraft survival is probably a little unfair to Minecraft. Minecraft is simple. You have a crafting table and an oven and then some other shit eventually, if you even get that far. Most of the time, by the time
it's not that simple compared. Starve is a lot more simple.
An extent, except you have to.
If you've never read the Wikipedia page for Minecraft, you wouldn't know how to build a fucking pickaxe.
That's a good point.
Because we all started playing Minecraft in like Xbox. Alpha.
Yeah, in Alpha.
Bought it for $5.
Yeah, we all started playing Minecraft during Alpha stage. We knew how fucking hard it was back then. Like, it was
I guess that's changed now.
Okay, my perspective on Minecraft.
Okay.
Yeah. This one does have that handy menu.
Yeah,
on the
so
left
you know
side.
What you can build, and it'll ping green when you have the materials to build.
You know how that actually did not affect me? This is the funny thing. It's generally when things ping green, I don't know why it is. I probably paid attention to it because it happened in the middle of fucking nowhere. Uh-huh. I found out about 15 days into the game that you can build a farm.
Yeah,
I had no clue. I was just like, "How do I plant carrots? I can't even do that." So I was subsisting off stew and like,
why isn't it burying itself?
Somebody had told me, "Oh, just keep rabbits inside of the chest," and I was like, "That's a great idea. Maybe they'll sit there and they'll have sex inside of the chest and they'll multiply." I had all my rabbits in chest. I didn't eat a single one of them. They never multiplied once.
Yeah.
So that's obviously not a thing like I thought it was. So I think that was just a failed expectation and retardation on my end. Not a fault of the games. I was just being dumb. Or the time that I set up this really nice tree farm and it got really dark and I built too big of a fire and burned every single thing I owned down to the ground.
Dude, I got dumb one time and I was like, I was carrying too much shit. I was at the fire. It was nighttime. I was carrying a bunch of lumber. I was like, I don't have anywhere to put this shit. I don't have a chest. I'm just going to throw it down right here. Fucking all 100 of the logs that just fucking got burnt to the ground and burnt the rest of my fucking camp down. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, no! And I was trying to, there's no way to put it out. You're just fucked.
See, that was my problem, though, is because, like, I didn't even get, like, that far into the game because I was struggling. Like, the real struggle with that game wasn't, like, the game itself. It was that I just could not find the fun. Like, it wasn't, like, I was playing, and I'm like, this feels like a fucking job.
Well, tell me, how far did you get?
I got quite a few days in. I had to restart a couple times.
Mm.
Funny thing, what he just said, that point is the exact same point I made to you.
What?
What you do and don't starve is specifically what I get paid to do at work.
Oh, yeah.
Manage resources. And that is specifically my job title, is resource management. Oh.
And then what I said was like, well, he said, it was a lot of like time management initially is what you said.
It's management, resource management, time management. It's all of that in a nutshell. And like, granted, I could see how this could be fun. I love survival aspects in games. I guess it's just that one point in time where, you know, after Minecraft, survival games got so outdone, I just innately was resistant to this game as it came in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to.
It's different for sure, though.
It really is, and I'll give the game that. I mean, they put the creators of this game, they poured their heart and souls. I mean, you got that art style. Everything's hand-drawn in that game, albeit hand-drawn once and copy-pasted.
Yeah.
But they actually hand-drew it. I mean, it's not the best drawings, but it's its own style, which is cool. You know, it has its own style.
It's charming.
The 3D isometric view, that's really cool. Kind of has like a Paper Mario flippy kind of thing.
It does. It does.
Which I love Paper Mario. I love the Paper Mario style.
I also like how much like work they put into the personality of each character because you could examine everything. What? You don't like? Well, okay.
I only played one character.
Oh, you only played? Okay.
Oh, I played the Fire Girl.
I don't even know how to select other characters.
I was searching for the whimsy in this game hard.
When you start the game again,
that's what I want to do. Is I want to go back and replay this game with the Steam Workshop characters. Like got Link, who does like he can cut grass instantly. like shit like that. Like he's all goofy.
Yeah,
and I want to find like a goofy. I want to make my own character. Of course, it'd be Dick Butt, but. You know, it's just like, I think that I mean, I know what they did with the different characters. Each character has their own individual quirk, their own individual style.
Sometimes bonus items and stuff like that. Like, the girl I played, because I was looking for it,
so I
started role-playing as Annie from League of Legends.
You see, that's the great thing, though, is, like, with each character, though, I can see how they can be in a weird juxtaposition to the game.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes any sense. Like the Firebug character, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that she loses sanity and she starts lighting shit on fire. Yeah. That's funny as fuck.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
So, like, I mean, the game can be funny, I suppose. I mean, just like you walk up and when you investigate certain things,
mm-hmm.
like, what's the guy you play as? Like, Stan or something like that?
The main character?
Yeah.
His name's Wilson.
Stan. So,
or William. No, yeah, Wilson.
Anyways, yeah. Wilson, you know, he's an inquisitive dude who just seems like the typical cynical Brit. If that makes any sense. He has to have a British accent because everything he says out of his mouth is, number one, well thought out. Number two, super cynical.
Yeah.
And I can't remember some of the things. Some of the things make me laugh. Like when he goes through the wormhole and he gets out, he's like, well, that wasn't really a sane thing to do. And it's like, well, in hindsight, I'm just going to do it again.
Like, yeah. Well, like the first thing that made me laugh, even though it's simple, was like when you examine like a tree you just chopped down or something. Nature. Take that, nature. Yeah. I had like a couple other quotes written down, like, there's this character named Wendy, who's this, she's a twin, but her twin sister is dead, so she's a morbid girl. Like, all she talks about, she just sees everything as, like, bleak and dreary. So when you examine a rabbit, she says, he's wandering around aimlessly, oblivious to his fate. And then, Wolfgang, the strong man, when you examine a skeleton, he's like, not enough muscle. And then, The robot, which hates humanity, when you examine a skeleton, he's like, ha, he died. Classic human mistake. Just, like, funny shit like that. Like, just, like, everything. And
It's not without charm, that's for sure.
It's, like, just the little... Like, it's fun to just examine things to see what the character says. There's a character named Woody, who's he's a Canadian lumberjack, because he says, to everything. Or he apologizes for everything, too.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, when he, like, kills something, or, I can't remember any of his quotes, but he's like, a lot. A lot. Yeah. Do you know what Woody's special trait is?
No.
So, his, like, when you play him...
Is it maple syrup?
No. When you play him, his character description thing, it says, has a lovely axe, and has a terrible secret. And the axe, he's able to chop shit down real fast. He hates trees. Or he's just obsessed with chopping down trees. And his axe talks to him, and it eggs him on to chop shit down, and then it tells him to calm down a bit. And then he's like, you know what's gonna happen? And then when you chop down, like, your 20th tree in, like, 10 seconds, you turn into a were-beaver. You just you turn into a were-beaver. You're just this fucking beaver in overalls. You just fucking gnaw the shit out of everything. You just eat logs to keep your shit going, and then you pass out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that. That is pretty cool. So, see, that's the things, though, is, like, you have to explore the game further and die and die and die and die.
Yeah.
Well, one obstacle that I think would throw a lot of players off of this game is the fact of how easy it is to die and how much you don't get to continue your game.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, because, to get to the point where you unlock characters, you have to play a lot. And that's hard to do when you're not having fun.
I have one
in the initial part.
I have one major thing I can credit them for as far as the dying goes, is that when you get, like, say you made it like 7 days, right, or something.
I made it 15,
they give you
so I'm still alive,
they give you quite amount of decent experience for those 7 days, enough to unlock the next character. So then you're like, oh, new character, I'll play that one. You kind of want to keep playing to see what the new characters are. At least for me, that's what kept me going, because I would die, and then I'd unlock the fire starter, and I was like, let's try her. Play her, make it 10 days, die, and it gave me enough experience to unlock the fucking strong man. Then I played him, then I unlocked the robot, then I unlocked Wendy, then I unlocked the librarian, and it just kept going like that.
To me, though, that's like, imagine the first Harry Potter book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just the first one. You read the book, you finish it, and they're like, okay, we're going to give you the next book in the series. And they give you the next book, and it's the same book, just with a female Harry Potter. And it's just that over and over again. That's how I feel about games where you just, like, the whole goal is just to unlock the next character. where, I mean, I know it's, the game changes every
day. Well, they're rewarding you for playing.
Yeah, that's, I know, but there's been nuances in there.
Reward is, like, a big part of, like, what makes people keep playing a game. I mean, fucking look at, like, a game, like, I don't know what, I haven't actually played it, but,
to me, the reward is experience.
Oh, yeah.
Candy Crush rewards you constantly for getting further and further, right?
Well, no, it doesn't.
You have what game rewards you a lot for progress? It's a lot of games, but like World of Warcraft, every time you level two levels, you get new fucking spells.
Well, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You're talking about like specifically a game design that rewards you as you progress because you have like things like progression quests.
I mean,
because
when you looked at DLC quests, when you look at World of Warcraft, that game is boring as shit. You're just killing the same mobs over and over again. But what keeps you going is you keep getting better shit as you make it further. You get new spells. You have milestones to look forward to when you hit level 10.
That's
you'll
a psychological thing.
Yeah.
It's different
for each person. That's where you, like, explode
with
gold and...
They apply that very minimalistic in this game by rewarding you a character that will... You kind of, like... If you were kind of, like... You were having fun with your character, you died, you're like, shit!
You want to hear
a new character, let's see if this character is a bit stronger than the last one. Maybe I'll make it further with this one. Because I made it further with Wendy because of the lighter, because of when Nightfall... Because fucking Night fucked me over so many times. Like, I'd always, like, get caught up in my shit... And, like, I knew Night was about to fall soon, and I'd be like, let me just grab some lumber real quick, and I'll run back to the fire. And then I realized, oh, yeah, I didn't light my fucking fire. So I run back, and there's nothing. And then I'm like, I need to build a torch, and I didn't have any sticks or grass with me, and then I just get fucking mauled to death by the Night Monster. So,
well, that's the thing, though, is that fighting games do that a lot, as far as adding new characters, like, when you progress a certain way.
Or even, like, Dynasty Warriors.
But, like, in... Well, not so much that, because Dynasty Warriors, you're still doing the same shit, but, like... With fighting games, like, you're still fighting, but different characters actually do different things. Like, even, like, Super Smash Brothers, stuff like that.
I guess that's a lot like Don't Starve right now.
Like, you're playing the same game.
You want to hear what keeps me going in video games? And this is, like, the most depressing thing that I'll ever say to somebody.
I doubt it.
Is the games that I play that I thoroughly enjoy, I imagine playing with friends, and I never play them with friends. Because no friends will play games with me.
That's pretty fucking depressing, actually.
Yeah. That's true. I'm like, oh, man, it'll be... It'll
you
be
give you a hug.
Like, and Josh. Like example, I'll use a game that I play often, Arma 3.
Yeah.
You have a full-fledged military simulator from helicopters, artillery tanks, infantry fighting, you name it, it's in the game. And all your friends play together, and you can do all these combined operations and stuff like that. And ever since Arma 2 came out, I've been playing it alone. I've only just recently started playing with a clan full of British people. And here's the worst part about the game. When I'm awake in America playing the game, they're asleep and I barely even get to play with them.
That sucks.
And like that's just the thing. I was like, oh man, this would be fun to do with people. You know, and that's like with me. And like, so that's the games I enjoy. That's the reward I get out of it, is the experiences that I could take from a game and describe to my friends the via story. Because you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I get Broadway plays when I talk. And it's, you know, I mean, sure, it's gotten pretty bad sometimes with just how depressed I get. Like, I have so many fucking games that I've played alone that I've always wanted to play with somebody. I haven't been able to.
You have to start playing fucking Chinese checkers with the neighborhood kids or something?
Fuck that, dude. My neighborhood kids consistently try to rob me.
Oh.
I'm not even joking. I have this little guy comes on the scooter, and every time I put stuff in the trash, he's always like scoping it out, and I'll catch him in the trash through my window earlier, like going through shit. And bulk trash day, I'll put things out the day before bulk trash day. Most of it will be gone in that dude's front yard. And the kid will just take it. His grandma would be like, "Good job, Jimmy. Who you're not my son." Like,
it's hard to act hard on a scooter, though.
Dude, he's like 7. Oh, jacking my fucking shit.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not mad because it's trash.
Oh. Well, onto that subject about like playing with other people, the thing is with me is that I actually like to play. Well, just because, you know, I lived in Germany by myself, didn't have friends. Still I got wasn't. Used to playing shit by myself. And, well, I've always been self-entertained, so I like games that where it's just like just me. Well, okay. The reason why I love Elder Scrolls, like Morrowind, Oblivion, Skyrim, but don't like Elder Scrolls Online, is that to me those games have always been just about me and my journey, but then Elder Scrolls Online is like everybody's journey. And
I don't
I'm
know,
I
played
that
game alone, because remember when we got subscriptions together,
yeah.
And I still play alone?
Yeah, I know.
It is about me and my journey.
It's
just happens to be this ulterior war that's going on. Mm-hmm. That's about you and your friend's journey.
Yeah.
Sure, you can quest together, but you don't have
to. Yeah. And I was also going to mention this, too. Like, maybe the reason why I can enjoy Don't... Or maybe the reason why I don't mind dying so much and Don't Starve is because I play games like Dark Souls and Binding of Isaac, where it's you die... Well, okay. In Binding of Isaac, you die permanently. You have to start the whole game over. But in Dark Souls, you die a lot.
Well, it's like playing Risk of Rain.
Yeah, and Risk of Rain, you die permanently.
Playing Risk of Rain, by the way, it was frustrating. I fucking hate playing it with you because you're such a goddamn loot hog. It's the most frustrating.
Well, he always has been.
I always have been.
Borderlands, my defense, the reason I do it is because if I didn't get it, somebody else will. I'm like, that's the fucking point of the game. Like, when you're running through, why are you dying so much, Josh? I'm like, because you have all the fucking pickups. I'm just here with a gun.
In my defense, for Risk of Rain, that there's an option to share items, but for some reason, when we play, that checkbox is not popping.
I would rather share
the items. That way we could just grab
them. We'd all just be stupid powerful.
Yeah.
I think that checkbox is actually just a ruse. It's supposed to be there, like, maybe it'll be a feature release, and the game's just like, that's not how life works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was fun. I think I did pretty good for my first time actually playing the game.
Yeah. I actually explained to Jeremy, too. I was like, Josh gets surly when he plays games like
Josh
this.
Josh has
he
a really like slow startup time when it comes to multiplayer games.
If you're not fucking owning shit, you just start getting mad. Like League of Legends.
Oh, dear God. The League
Mario
of Legends.
Party, or like
oh.
Mario Party. Yeah. Mario Party, there's a time where you're climbing up the mast and you're like, what are the fucking buttons? And then you just died. You just, like, rage, kick a trash can, fucking storm off.
You know,
off.
My anger issues have subsided tenfold. By the way.
Yeah. So.
Doesn't change the fact that when it comes to multiplayer games, your startup time is just so slow because you'll get like eventually hit a point where you're like, okay, I'm good now. Like, I can play and be good. But like, your startup time when you first start playing, you're frustrated.
You guys have never played any multiplayer game. Like we've never played a first person shooter together.
No, but I mean, like, with League of Legends, like it was like you were a horse that had been asked to book a vacation. Like, you just did not know what the fuck to do.
But I tried anyways. And the unfortunate thing about League of Legends is when you don't get an A for effort, you get an F for you fucking feeder.
True.
So that game doesn't promote cooperation.
That game promotes you're
fucking stupid. Put someone who can actually play in your slot.
It really does.
But I mean,
like,
to be fair though, we were all
it or you're not with it, and you fucking suck.
Yeah, to be fair, because we tried to stick up for you for the most part, but there were still like two randoms in our fucking party.
Yeah,
and they were tearing you down hard.
I don't think I ever rage quit.
No, you stuck with it.
You just get mad the entire
time. I was trying, because you know what?
I'm mad. Surly.
Because you know what? Second depressing moment of life is because I was so excited to be playing a game with friends finally.
Mm.
That's what it was. That's why I didn't give up.
You want another hug?
You guys are pricks.
I love you.
I'm too far across the room to...
Oh, I'm going to go home and hang myself.
Ethernet cord.
Fuck.
Here's your XLR cable, Nate.
Oh, God. All right. Let's back on topic. Don't Starve.
That's how Don't Starve makes me feel is when I, because I love the Groundhog's Day continuation in some games.
Yeah.
Like, you fucked up. Try it again. Like, XCOM has save scum.
Yeah.
You can restart, everything's going to be fucking different and completely, we've changed the seed.
Yeah.
So it's going to be completely different, which is fine, because now generally when I fuck up in XCOM, it's because I made a terrible tactical decision.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm not going to overwatch anyone, there's going to be no aliens this turn.
That, or you're just like, I'm just going to go in and dash into this area, see what I can see, and then you dash into the area and it's like six dudes and you're right in the crossfire. You're like, how is this possible?
Every single one of them's in Overwatch, and you're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Don't Starve. Anyways, Don't Starve. So Don't Starve. Yeah. All right. So let's give our full-on opinions about this game. That will be on the tangent. I'm going to go ahead and start because I believe that my opinion is the most neutral.
Okay. All right.
I feel the game has its merits with fun. I feel it's a decent survival game. It really challenges what it means to survive, because it, as your character gets worse and worse and insane and more stressed, so do you. Mm-hmm. And that's a good survival game. On the flip side, sometimes just going out and gathering trees and flowers and shit because I have to, and spending precious, precious daytime just doing that shit when I could be doing something cool, like exploring a very beautiful and expansive generated environment. Because that game is great. You can explore and find all sorts of cool shit. But the game doesn't reward you for exploring, in a sense.
Mm.
And that's an important part of it, to me, of survival games, is exploring, finding somewhere new. One thing I'm going to say about that game, though, is one thing they do not tell you about surviving. If you do not find the perfect base camp within 2 days, fucking quit.
Yeah.
Give the fuck up. You need to find a place that's defensible, that has a source of food, wood, everything. I found a good one. I'm surviving 15 days. Winter's coming the next turn. Totally unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
But in that sense, they also don't tell you that there's a winner in the game. Like, they don't tell you anything about the game, and I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I also don't like it at the same time.
Yeah.
They tell you absolutely nothing about the game. Apparently there's a story about the in this game. Haven't found it yet.
It's the you haven't found Maxwell's door?
No.
I found it like,
because I can't explore.
Times? Yeah.
Because if I go anywhere further than my base camp, a day away from my base camp, I'm fucked. Mm. Even though I bring a sleeping roll, a torch, a temporary fire and shit like that, I still have shit back on my base that I gotta take care of, because the game's like, oh, you gotta do this shit before winter. So how am I gonna explore? I can't explore during the winter.
Well, I think like the idea is that you're supposed to work up to preparing for winter, make it through the winter, and then go and do the other shit, like find Maxwell's door.
True, but by then you're so invested in the home that you have.
Yeah. And you know, I totally agree with the exploration thing. It's like, I didn't really feel like the need to explore the entire world. It was like, if I found what I needed, I just camped out in that area, and then I just try to do the best surviving I could.
Just kind of stake out, and that game is a million days in either direction. You can spend the whole time
fucking. Yeah, it's a fucking, it's not Minecraft.
It's not infinite, but
yeah. It's a big world. It like when feels, you
zoom
all actually,
the way you know what it is? Gigantic. It feels bigger than it is because of how
you never explore
arduous it is to get to one point A to point B in that game. Everything wants to kill the fucking. I found out the frogs wanted to kill me. That was the worst experience of my life. Because like they one came up shit, at me and I stabbed it and I was like, "Fuck you, frog!" And then every frog around this where I kept my base in a hole in a swamp where there was like 20 swamps. And each one of those produced 2 frogs out of it. So all of a sudden, I got swarmed by 40 frogs with no way to go. And that was the first time I died. That's why I quit 37 minutes into it, because I got killed by 40 fucking frogs.
That's fucking terrifying, yeah.
They're just like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what is this? And like, I hit one, and then you just see my health go, fuck, dead.
Yeah.
Fucking dunzo. I was like, oh.
Dude, I have a lot of stories for all the different times I've died. It's all different. It's,
You know, but the game, I'm not going to give it at anything out of anything rating, because I hate those rating systems.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to say though, would I recommend it to my friends? My friends? No. To people that I know who would enjoy games like this? Absolutely. I think this is probably one of the better survival games that there is out there, because essentially right now all it's competing with is Minecraft and DayZ.
Yeah.
And each one of those has a niche in its own. Minecraft is now a crafting game.
Rust, too.
You know, Rust is just DayZ and Minecraft together.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I guess Rust now, too, even though Rust isn't even that good, it's like super, super alpha.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, though. That's another problem with games right now.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that later. I know exactly where he's going with that. Releasing games before they're even fucking done.
No, yeah, like, let's try to,
yeah, so anyway, so.
That. Let's talk about that at the end.
So, that being said, altogether, it's good. It's original. To an extent, it's original gameplay. It's not so much.
Yeah.
I guess the story, the way it puts you in the world, the way it presents the world, the ideas that they had, all original. It's a good game.
Mm.
I just don't find myself longing to play it. So that's my neutral opinion on it.
All right. And I guess I'll give my my opinion that I really like the game.
Yeah, we should end on a negative note. It's a good idea.
Yeah, that's
a negative. I want to hear you. Should rant on this motherfucker. Nate, rant how good it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I figured I'd go first, then you would go, and then I don't know.
No, seriously, we need some positivity in here.
Okay.
I mean, Josh talked about killing himself fucking twice.
I'm not going to kill myself. I swear to God, I don't even know what my XLR card is. So there's that.
Do you even have anything to hang it on?
Exactly. Maybe, yeah, I don't know, my swamp cooler. That thing's about to break down, too.
And your dogs are just going to pester you the entire time.
You just tie it to your dogs.
My neighbors have a pine tree. Yeah. But I don't know my neighbors, so I don't want them to find my body. So I was like, sorry.
After you've jacked off, hung yourself, and shit your pants.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to kill myself with an XLR cable. I'm going to paint my dick like a microphone and be like, this is for you, Nate. Not gonna do it. Suicide's right. Bad.
Oh, fuck. Positive note, I guess. Okay. So,
yeah. Go. Go.
I don't know. I got notes because I was being fucking nerdy. fuck. Well, I guess. I really love, like I said, quintessential survival game.
Why is your notepad blue?
Why is my notepad blue? It's because I'm using GitDiz. It's just a fucking. It's what you use when you're when I was downloading Morrowind mods and shit, they would instead of
it's like an XLR
files,
like thing.
Yeah, it's some special kind of fucking using. Like for modding resources, I guess, or whatever. I like there's
Visual Basic editor, right?
Yeah.
Fuck it, talk about the game.
Yeah, okay. So let's see. Well, I definitely thought the game had like interesting setting and theme, and I liked the fact that it was pretty humorous. It was kind of like a little cute sometimes, but it was also really dark with like the finding pig heads on pikes and shit. And there's just so much shit in that game where there's a lot of depth. I say there's a lot of depth to this game because of like there's things you don't think of initially. Like you can walk up to pigmen, feed them meat, they'll be your friends. And you can use them for, like, physical labor, like, chop down an entire forest. They'll defend you. You'll also don't know that, like, if you kill spiders, take their monster meat, and you're like, oh, I got meat. I can feed these to the pigs. You feed the monster meat to the pigs. If you feed them, like, four or something over a course of, like, a couple days or something, they'll turn into werepigs. I found that out, like, fucking horribly. Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay near the pigs all the time. I'm going to build a base right in the village. Everything's fine. Fed them a bunch of monster meat. Then all of a sudden, night fell, swarmed by werepigs, fucking beaten and mauled to death, and I had to start over again. So, like, I have died a shit ton.
In a world filled with bacon.
Yeah, I've died so many times. Like, I told you, I died from night. Like, I've died from night way too many times initially, because I just kept fucking getting ahead of myself, trying to get everything done in one day. That I was like, well, I got a few more minutes before nightfall, so let's gather up all this lumber I just chopped down, not thinking about lighting the fucking fire right before I go back.
That's a trope you probably learned from Minecraft. Because in Minecraft, you can get most everything done in one night before the night falls.
Yeah.
So you think you can cram it all in.
Yeah. And so, and then I've also died from.
You guys need to play on my level. Just wait till night and do everything then. Fuck zombies. It can suck my dick. That's how you play Minecraft.
Yeah. And there is a time. I found out, like, breaking those sinkholes, the rocks, leads to, like, underground caves, so I went spelunking in the first one and everything was fine. I found forests and shit. I found some like armored spiders, but I took care of them. I was like, whatever. And then I was like, I found a second one later and I was like, okay, let's check this one out. Drop them there. And then I hear spiders. I'm like, okay, let's take out these spiders. Swarmed by 20 spiders to the point where like I ran back to the rope and I was trying to click on the rope, but there was just too many spiders like fucking walking over the rope and I couldn't grab it. Got mauled and fucking beaten to death.
That reminds me of another gripe I have about that game. Sometimes when you're trying to click on something to do something, it'll mix the move command with the cut this shit down command. Like, I'm trying to cut down a tree,
and I'll just
circle around the fucking tree, like, occasionally cutting it.
Yeah. Well, I initially had a problem with, like, trying to fight spiders in the forest or something, because trying to hit down...
One thing I also thought was funny, he said, he's just like, oh, I just took care of the spiders. And the whole time I played, I didn't just take care of anything. I barely took care of it. I found out that I tried to hunt a beefalo with a spear. I'm like, I got a spear now. I'm a caveman. I can go kill a beefalo. The whole fucking horde trampled my ass. Yeah. And you run, and they just slowly, one by one, just start to go off. So I'm a mile away, and finally the second one digs off, and it's just one chasing me. I'm like, well, I guess I can take care of one now. So I took care of one, gathered up all his shit, and then night killed me because I was a mile away from everything I owned because I went hunting.
Yeah. I got killed by beefalo one time because I was trying to prepare for winter, and I read on...
Cheated.
Like, the Wikipedia, I don't really consider it cheating in the same way that, like, looking at...
He
like,
did his alpha, research.
Alpha Mine, yeah, like, Alpha Minecraft, you had to use Wikipedia, but it was still a fun game. It was like a database. I mean, I don't know. They could build a database in-game to explain shit to you, but they don't. So you go to a website and you just use that. You just use that as kind of, like, in conjunction with the game to kind of function and do better. And, what was I saying? Oh, beefalo. Yeah, I read that there was for winter, you need to wear, like, warmer clothing, gotta get a heat stone, you have to prepare for all kinds of shit. And so I was like, I stored a bunch of rabbits into chests, because I figured I'd keep them alive, and then when winter hit, I'd kill them one by one and eat them, that way they never spoil. Yeah, and I was fucking morbid.
You could name them and everything.
Yeah. And, so I had a rabbit farm. And, but there's a tier 3 hat that would keep you the warmest, and what you needed was beefalo fur and a beefalo horn, and I think maybe like webs or something, I can't remember. And I got the razor, and I went and shaved beefalo, got all the beefalo fur I needed, but then I needed the horn, and I was like, the only way I can get this is killing a beefalo. So I was like fucking, you know, stalking a herd of beefalo for a while. I was like waiting for one to wander off a little bit, and I was like, now, and I like charged in with my spear, stabbed it in the ass, then all of them swarmed me, and I was so far, like I had so much shit going for me, I was ready for winter, and I got mauled by fucking beefalo, and I got, or you know, whatever, and I died, and I fucking raged so hard, like Kathy was in the room, and I was like, God fucking damn it! I was so close that time! Motherfucker! And I just started up again, and I started gathering grass and sticks, and she's all, like, trying to talk to me. I'm like, fucking grumbling and shit.
Shut up, bitch, you need to survive.
Yeah. Just salty as fuck.
Yeah, it was salty as fuck. Died that way. I've died... So, spiders, I've gotten killed by bats, because I found out when you open a sinkhole... when night falls, bats come out of the sinkhole. I happen to have a camp right next to it. And I was like, fucking nighttime, like, doodly doodly doo, fucking like cooking up some morsels. And then all these bats swarm me. I was like, where's my spear? And I got fucking killed. Died by fire. Cause my fucking everything on fire. Actually, I was losing my sanity. Willow fucking tripped out and fucking lit something on fire and she killed herself. No. She can't die to fire. I died to fire by somebody else is what it was, but I did lose all my shit that way with Willow one time. She fucking twitched and fucking lit everything on fire. I've died a lot. But I still like the game. Actually, in the past week, I have not played it as much, just because I am tired of dying so often and not getting to winter, because I still have not gotten to winter. Stupid shit, and,
Sometimes it's fun just to be able to play a damn game till you beat it.
Well, right now I will play the game again, but I need like a certain period of time to like want to play it again, just because it's like right now it's the whole gathering everything again, because the first 2 days you just explore the map, see where your resources are, gather sticks, gather grass, gather any fruits gather any berries and carrots that you find. I don't even really bother chopping down trees. I just build torches and keep roaming. And then once I found like a decent, I'm like, okay, well, I have some of the stuff I need. I got some minerals over here. I got rabbits over here. That'll do. I can't find a pig village, whatever. So I just settle down, make my camp, and, you know, I just work at shit and start chopping down trees, gather all the things I need, build a chest, make a bunch of traps, catch a bunch of rabbits, throw all the rabbits in a chest, get fucking killed by a beefalo, start back from square one, just a lot of that. What's going on?
She's got home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but the things that kept me coming back, I just really like, just the general, this describes nothing. When you say game feel, it describes nothing to anyone but yourself, but I'm just going to say that. I like the game feel. So, but, I like the, I like the personalities. I feel invested in my character. That makes me want to play. It's the same thing like with Dark Souls. I felt really invested in my character to want to keep playing over and over again.
I feel more invested in characters you create yourself.
The thing with Dark Souls, though, is you always come back as the same guy.
Yeah, you do. But
with the same jobs, you know?
Well, I feel invested in, like, the path I took, like, whatever type of role I'm playing, because you can be a wizard, sort of.
I feel really invested to never play that game again, lest I break my controller.
Yeah. And, the part, we'll talk about Dark Souls.
Alright.
So we've all played it.
I can talk about Dark Souls all fucking day.
Yeah.
That
was your gig for a while.
Yeah. Okay, I put here, the crafting menu can be a bit of a pain in the ass to look through. Yeah, actually, I didn't like that. Like, the crafting menu was hard to look through because everything is silhouetted and it has, like, little locks on it. So you have to click on every individual thing to find out what it is.
You can't just quick scan over it.
Yeah, you can't just quick scan and just figure out what it is you're looking for. So I still don't even know everything you can build in the game. Like, I was playing for, like, days, and then I discovered you could build certain things that would be a lot more helpful. Like, I didn't even know there was an alchemy engine for a while. And
you can make a wolf den and farm wolves.
See, I didn't even know that. I also heard you can build a spider nest and shit like that. It's hard to look through that crafting menu, too. No. Well, I know how you kill it. You put berries down. It comes to get the berries, you fucking stab it.
That's not how I did it. It runs away from you, so I ran it into the ocean, and it was, like, on a precipice, like, to a point, so it couldn't get in or out, because I'm just behind it, poking it with a steer. A spear? Not a steer. Yeah. I'm just fucking it.
Just fucking that turkey, gobble, gobble.
I killed it, and it just drops a big old turkey, which I cook, and I ate, and it did absolute shit for my hunger. I was so disappointed.
Yeah, I hate that fucking turkey. Yeah, the funny thing with the turkey is that it makes, like, human gobble gobble sounds. Gobble 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 gobble.
The turkey is pretty funny, and I love how it always appears behind you. Like, it's like, I always feel threatened when it's near me.
Yeah.
It's not coming for me, but it's always like, gobble gobble! And it's just, like, hiding in between plants. Like, I'm like, who the fuck is there? And I was just like, turn around, like, gobble gobble! I'm like, that motherfucker, I see you. And I always just, like, wait, and it gets real close, and I run after it. I died once because I chased after it until it was night.
You died by nighttime?
What?
You died to the night?
Yeah, because I was after it. I, like, pulled the torch out. I'm like, I'm coming for you! I've come for you! It keeps running, and if you keep up with it, it doesn't disappear.
Did you guys panic as much as I did whenever you got far or whatever, and then you realize you did not have a torch, or you're away from light source, and night fell, and everything turns black, and
didn't have that problem.
Right here, like, and it comes at you.
Like, I can't say that I did, because, like, I was waiting for the sweet release of death in that game. I wasn't just like, I was like, I'm just not bothered.
You're like,
just fucking take me
over. Alright, Paul, let's go into your,
let's
hear this game in a nutshell.
So, like, I knew I had to play it, and I was excited to play it. Like, I was really, I was ready to get down on some Don't Starve, because I knew, like, especially what you guys talk, like, yeah, it's gonna be good. We were all excited, like, we decided that was the game. We didn't even, like, really discuss it. We're like, let's put
Don't Starve. I think we decided because it was on sale. That's why I was excited. I'm like, I don't even have to pay $50 for it.
Yeah. So, like, I started playing it, and this is after I downloaded it on Steam, and I started playing originally with, like, the standard PC controls, which was fine. And I was like, well, I can play this with a controller, right? So I plug a USB controller in, and the controls for the controller are kind of like, they're funky as shit.
Yeah.
Because you change from a point-and-click game to, like, a run-around standard, like, adventure game kind of thing. Like, the graphics, awesome, when I first started. They weren't charming enough to keep me engaged, But, like, I just wasn't, I could not find myself having fun.
The colors are kind of drab.
Yeah, it's got a public restroom color scheme.
Yeah, well, did you guys get Reign of Giants?
No.
Reign of Giants, it's a little bit more colorful because they added, like, a lot of different trees, different landscapes and shit.
Well, I didn't know we were playing DLC stuff, so...
Well, I liked the game so much that I went ahead and bought the DLC after, like, playing it for a week.
Yeah, I ain't doing that shit.
It's only $5,
but... Have you fought the Giants yet?
No, I don't even... I don't know why it's called Reign of Giants.
Because it's the second winter.
The second winter?
It takes you to the second winter. So you bought a DLC, you can't even enjoy it because you haven't...
Gotten to the first winter. Yeah, I know. Well, the thing for me, at least, with that game is that, like, I feel like the cool thing is I can come back to it and I'd be like, well, I never got this far, let's see if I can get this far this time. So I kind of want to keep coming back to see how much further
it's
I can
get. It's kind of like Super Mario 3.
Yeah, but that's like unlocking your own achievements, though. Yeah.
For most people who play video games, you make your own fun, really. Like, you're only interested in a video game if you find it appealing and fun. And for me, I want to keep coming back to see what more there is. If you don't want to, then it's just not your game.
Well, I mean, the thing is that on the first day, like, the most interesting thing about the game is, like, what the characters do. It's, like, what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And you can figure that out within the first, like, 2 days of surviving. Because you basically encounter, like, every single mob type by then. So it's like, to me, it's like, okay, well, I know what all these characters are going to say now. They're just going to say it every time I do this from now until the end of time.
Yeah.
So, like, I've tapped out that character.
Mm.
And in a sense, if I've tapped out the character, and I've tapped out, like, 4 or 5 different characters, I've in turn tapped out the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because all I'm doing is listening to these people say different things about the same shit.
Mm.
I don't know. I just didn't. It's probably a personal problem, not really a problem with the game, because I just did not have fun. I was waiting for just the joy to start.
Yeah, no, and it just never came. Like it's the same reason why I can't get into MMOs for me.
Yeah,
that does not appeal to me at all.
Because I tried making my own fun.
Yeah,
like I told you, I was like I started playing as like the Firebug character, and I was role playing as Annie from League of Legends if her parents found out she was magic and just left her in the fucking forest. Like, that was the only, was the only, like, I tried. And even role-playing that did not satisfy.
No, I have to ask, did you, like, role-play it in your head, or were you out loud, alone in your underwear, role-playing this aloud? It's like, you're like,
tee-hee-hee-hee! It's like, where's Tibbers?
Yeah.
I would like to play Don't Starve together.
Yeah, I want to, too.
I think that game would be a lot more fun playing it with other people.
Yeah.
Because nothing would change the story. And you could have all three people with different characters and their different quirks. Like, we're like, Nate, get a wrap under your fucking sanity because you're playing as that one chick and you just light all our shit on fire and we're like, throw her to the wolves.
Yeah, I mean, that might be cool. But, I mean, I guess any game is better.
With other people.
Well, any game like that. Like, yeah. I mean, like, I agree with Nate's point on, like, Elder Scrolls because... I basically want to play Elder Scrolls by myself in the dark. Like, you know, just...
Pretending to be a Viking in the lone lands of Skyrim with your dick out.
Well, that because, like, games like that present, like, interesting, like you know, if something changes the storyline depending on what you do. If I pick, like, the shitty, like, okay, do I push this girl off a cliff? Or do I not push this girl off a cliff? I want that. That's a personal fucking decision for me. You guys don't get to know.
Yeah,
it's like Star Wars MMO. Yeah. They had an entry version on it. Like, the story would go through, and it would come to like a moral conundrum: do you want to push the girl off the cliff or not push the girl off the cliff? And everyone picks their selections and rolls. And if you're playing as a like, it's 3 Jedi's in a group, and like the one Sith, and the Sith wins. All the Jedi are like, "Let's save the little girl," and then the Sith's like, "Fuck it, I got the higher roll. Let's kick her in the shit." Like,
but the thing about that game is that no matter what you roll, your moral point's still the same. It's just a matter of what movie you watch.
Yeah, which I don't know. I like.
I mean, that's...
I had my fun with the game. I got to roll around as a hot Sith chick.
No, I have 2 max level tunes on that game.
Oh,
so,
I don't, because I stopped playing.
Yeah. Like, it's a good game.
Because I played it by myself.
Oh. Well, I did too, but I joined, like, a guild full of people. But...
I did too, and then I stole it, and they all thought I was a chick. And so they gave me a whole bunch of free shit, and I'm like, I'm a guy. They're like, uh-uh, you can't say that now. And I'm like, they gave me all this free shit, and I'm like, I'm out of here. Like, one guy, like, real creepy is like, hey, let me help you quest. I'm like, I'm not a fucking dude. I'm not a chick. In his defense, I didn't say what I was. He's like, are you a girl or a guy? I'm like, why do you even want to know? Like, well, I don't know.
That's a female.
That's a pretty girl response. Answer. Yeah, no, yeah. I guess I was giving like fake female responses. So, are you hot in real life? I'm like, I guess I look pretty good. I mean, I don't look like a girl or anything.
You ever squatted over a mirror?
But yeah, he gave me all this free shit, and that's how I got ahead in life in that game. I was like, oh, sweet. Like, decked me out. And then he's just like, all right, just let me know when you're on and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, sure, man. They're friends. Declined, leave guild, joined a different instance, never found me again.
You were, like, decked out in prostitution armor and just dipped.
Yeah.
Best response ever.
I'd do it again. I don't know. I like playing chick characters. We got into that in the last episode.
Well, Nate's talking about it, too, because it's like, you know, you're playing a fucking game where you're going to spend 50 hours looking at a third-person perspective. Would you rather stare at a guy's ass or a girl's ass?
Yeah, that's...
I guess that's one way to look at it, but it's not why I play.
Honestly, like, that perspective isn't even, like, my original perspective. Yeah, you remember... I just said that.
I just
like,
remember...
play a girl. Look at that ass.
I just remember that from fucking years ago. Because, like, every time I think about, like, things that we've talked about
like
before...
that's, like, the consistent, like,
holy
wilding.
Shit, that was, like, eight fucking years ago.
When, this happened. Actually, remember a little while back ago when WildStar came out? It was actually on the news because they put physics in the booty. And so, like, as you're running around, like, the booty's like, whoa, 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 whoa. They're like, should this be playable by kids? And they asked one guy, and the guy's like, well, you know, if I'm going to play third person for, you know, hours on end, I don't want to be staring at a guy's butt, you know. So I'm glad that they actually put the detail on the chick's butt. And I haven't actually seen anything for WildStar. My buddy Will played it, and he was like, oh, you should play this game as you got a computer. And I'm like, oh, and he stopped playing it a week later. He was like, yeah, fuck that game. I canceled my subscription.
Dude, I tried to play that game. You know why I didn't play that game?
Was it because the butts?
No, it's because the lag is so bad. Or rather, there's so many people in an area that it's not running at full.
How many asses do they have to simulate bouncing?
I know, there's a lot of, it's because of those asses it's running so slow.
Can't contain the booty.
Yeah, there's just too many.
This game is just full of ass. I hate it.
Yeah. Fuck. Where were we on Don't Starve?
Don't Starve.
Well, I definitely think we should be ending that conversation. I just want to get back to where it was.
Yeah, let's put some closure on it.
Let's put two word roundup. Each person go.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Fuck, you go first. I don't
that's
have
seven
two
words.
It's fun.
Fucking sucked.
Okay. It's fun, fucking sucked. Oh, it's okay. And that kind of sums up everybody's opinion.
You heard it first. Mixed reviews here at Game & Watchmen.
Yeah.
But no, don't say whatever.
You know, we actually didn't say that. We're the Game & Watchmen. Did we say that?
Yes, you did. You started off in the verse.
Oh, okay.
We you were sense. Just sitting there like, oh.
So I was like, Jimmy, I started it, and then I
Jimmy
was like,
tonguing the mic.
Yeah.
I'll just, every time we start from now on, I'll just go ahead and just start for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just be like, blah, 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 Game & Watchmen.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. And then Nate will lead into you.
To be fair, you're the most talkative one out of the group.
Yeah.
So.
ADHD, whatever.
I got it too. I just.
Potato, potato, tomato. Tomato.
Yeah. That's the word you're looking for.
So the other thing we mentioned earlier.
That I put the fucking like. Alpha.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. There are games. Like, okay, that's like been the biggest fucking things in video games. It's like, this video game's such a good idea, we should release it to the public unfinished. And to me, that is the biggest gamble a developer ever made. Let's look case in point, Elder Scrolls Online, since we've been talking about it.
Uh-huh.
They released a super unfinished, unpolished beta, and it was just the beta for the game. This has nothing to do with the pre-alpha shit. Most of the people I talked to who don't want to play that game was like, oh, well, I paid the beta and I didn't like it because it was so glitchy and stuff. I'm like, it's because you played a fucking beta. I can't count how many reviews I've seen on Steam for, like, pre-alpha games, like Rust, just random-ass games that I've seen on
there. Starbound is a big one, too.
Starbound, where like, oh, this game, it has no content, the graphics are bad, and honestly, it's just not fun, because there's no multiplayer, even though the fucking developer's just like, okay, multiplayer was in development, the graphics are in development, all the shit that you don't like is in development, we're developing it, it's gonna happen. We're just releasing what we have for you so you can have fun with it now. Not fun. What they're trying to do is they're trying to go for like a star... Okay, Star Citizen did this. Mm-hmm. Amazingly, and they're still doing it. And I admit I'm going to buy into it. Star Citizen said, all right, so we want to build a Star Citizen game. And the guy came out, he's just like, I made the Wing Commander games. They're space simulators. I'm going to make one with really good graphics, awesome ass physics. It's going to be super real life. Have like a first person module, a trading system, a hangar you can fucking hang out, but I haven't built the game yet. Do you want to buy it from me? And everyone's like, holy fuck. He's like, I only need like $500,000 to make this fucking game. Mm. He's made like $8 million. $8 million or something like that. Something huge. I don't have the actual numbers. You have to look them up. But he's made so much money from doing this kickstarting shit. And honestly, it's Kickstarter that started all this fucking shit. And
not necessarily.
Well, not necessarily, but he has made $8 million. But the great thing is he has like this little wheel of shit he's going to develop. It's like a wheel. And he's got segments. He's like, all right, so now we have like the physics of the game down and like three ships you can fly. And we'll make ships as we go. But we're building this now. We got to build they haven't even built the actual game yet. There's just this small arena you called like the Star Arena or something like that. The Conflict Arena. And you just get to fly around and shoot people. Or there's a racing part of the thing where you just get to fly like maybe five ships. Yet to fly those ships, you have to buy the ship with real money that gives you a copy of the game and gives you access to the arena module. And then if you want, you can access the hangar module that they built. And they just keep releasing this content and charging you extra. All that money, though, goes to development, which I know is bullshit because this is the same people who are offering shirts, mugs, a Star Commander towel.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
holy shit.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous. Granted, I really want to play the game with friends. The one thing that I'm good at is flying spaceships. I love spaceships. They just re-released Star Wars X-Wing that can work on modern computers. That was the first video game I ever played in my entire life. And I want, you know, you play with friends where I can load up to some random asshole ship with a ship full of my friends and be like, all right, everyone shoot over there. We're taking over the ship with space marines, except my friends are actually the space marines, first person shooting inside of that other asshole ship. And meanwhile, I fly away like an asshole. That sounds like fun to me. That shit's cool as hell. Just the scope of the game and like the ideas though, that's enough for me to buy into it for sure. But the Star Citizen did it right. Then you have games like Rust, mm-hmm. which don't think did it right at all.
Yeah.
Even though they're successful off of it. They come up with this idea, we're gonna make a Minecraft with good graphics. Better graphics. Even the graphics are shit. No textures. Da 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 da. Everyone's like, oh my god, this game has so much potential, let's spend $20 on it.
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired of it because why? I don't want to buy a game and then wait for more features coming out. You know what big developer is fucking huge for this right now? Arma 3. Yeah. Bohemia Interactive. When they came out the game, like, Arma 3 is done. Everyone have fun. And it was like kind of a beta, but you paid $60 for it. And then more and more updates came through. And then finally when they're like, this is the final version of the game, it's still broken. They continue to update the game. DLC, 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 DLC. So technically the game's just in this like persistent beta that they call the actual game. They just released a DLC yesterday for helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
$15, and all it does is add two fucking helicopters into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Two fucking helicopters game. Where does my fucking $15 go? To develop the game even further. Not to make a new game.
Yeah.
But to develop the current game.
Yeah.
When I spend $60 on a game, when I spend $30 to $10 on a game, I want to get a full-fledged fucking game that I can put in and I can play to its maximum potential. And if there's any small fixes that need to be made with the game, they may be released.
You're not getting that anymore.
Well, you know what I miss?
What?
Fucking cartridges. When you bought a game, that was it. There was no fucking DLC. Well, there was no updates. There was maybe buy the expansion pack if you want better graphics. But
yeah, I was going to say...
you're not getting that anymore, dude. The whole market's changed.
The thing I like... I like a game where the core of the game is completely finished. Like, if they were going to release a game, they're like, this is what it's going to be. We're going to add more stuff, though, to keep this game going. But as long as the core of the game is finished, but most of the time that's not even the case. Like, they have things that they were going to implement as part of the core experience that are not implemented yet. And, like, that was a big thing for me in Starbound. I was fucking excited about that game. I was really excited to be part of alpha and beta and everything, right?
I remember.
But when they released beta, it still was not even anywhere near... I mean, obviously it's beta, that's the thing. It's not going to be anywhere near finished, but... they had not implemented everything that they said they were going to implement yet. Like, they had talked about, like, all these space stations that you're going to be able to visit that were going to be, like, pseudo kind of, like, almost like Metroidvania type shit, where you would go in, you explore as this gigantic labyrinth and everything. There's all this shit you can find. Like, I was looking forward to that. Wasn't in there yet. And, like, I was,
still
like...
Still not in there,
yeah.
And it's out of beta, supposedly, isn't it?
No, it's still in beta. That's the thing. Like, I've checked. I'm like, is it done yet? No, it's still in beta. Like, it's like, I remember they had, like...
So by the time the full game's actually released, you're probably going to be sick and tired of fucking playing it.
Yeah, that's exactly a thing, is that I remember when beta first came out, they had announced that there was going to be 3 stages of the beta. And...
like, on their website, I remember.
Yeah, and I was part of the first... I was there on the first stage. I come back, like, 3 months later, still on the first stage. I'm like... yeah, like, I figured if you guys are going to release beta, that it was going to be close to done, not...
all right, the fuck y'all doing?
Nowhere near done, yeah. You know? And so...
but that's my thing, is, like, why do you guys think that they release games like this now?
Well, there's a huge thing, like, I feel a lot of it started with kind of, like, broken... well, I don't know what...
you know what I think
started,
it is?
A lot of it started with the Kickstarters with, like, Broken Age.
I know what it is. Huh. I actually think my nose knows what it is. A lot of... all the games that we're talking about are indie games without publishers.
Well, obviously.
They don't have that funding source, so they have to get that funding source from other sources. Crowdsourcing. They have to... the hell was that?
My fucking synthesizer just backed into it.
What see, sound do you have it on? What kind of weird space music you make? Fucking
see,
crazy.
My thing, my idea on that is different to yours.
There we go. Well, think about it. They're not getting their money from a developer. They're a developer. They're not getting their money from a publisher. They're not getting their money from, like, Activision or EA, who says, we're going to give you $600,000 to build us this kind of game. This is what we want. They're trying to stay away from that.
Yeah.
So you have these people who are giving their lives, their souls to make a game and sell it. They have whatever money they have out of their pocket, so they ask for money from other people, like Kickstarter or whatever like that. So when that doesn't become enough, because you can only kickstart something so many fucking times before people are like, I think this is a scam. So what they do is they release a beta. And they said, well, you know, if you pay me $5, you can get the unreleased version of this game. That $5 helps me put food in my stomach and a roof over my head so I can continue making this game.
Well, yeah.
I know some games do that, but I know some games don't do that, like Star Citizen, because I know half that money went in that motherfucker's pocket. And he's going to be like, oh, I decided not to make the game. Thanks for the $8 million. Peace.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing that...
my idea is different than yours. Slightly different.
That's right. Like something similar actually happened with Broken Age from what's his name? Tim Schafer, yeah. He asked for a certain amount of money to make this game. He was going to do it by himself. Or not by himself. He obviously had a group of people, but right, I mean, he was team, doing it out of pocket as well.
Double
I'm
fine.
Say. Yeah, double fine. They were doing it out of pocket in this case. They weren't going to get money from anybody. And they started the Kickstarter. They asked for a certain amount of money, got like triple. Like they got a lot of money for it. And then after a while, like I don't know how long it was in development, he's like, oh, we don't have enough money. And there's more money gets poured into it, and I'm like, where is the money going? Or like, I mean, obviously you had like goals. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a point where you like, you can plan for how much money you need and you may not get it, but you got triple the amount of what you asked and you still didn't produce what was promised.
Yeah, it makes you feel like they're trying to pull like a Duke Nukem on us or something.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's ridiculous. what was I going to say? Something, I was going to go back to Starbound a bit. With Starbound being, it's a group of people who do not have a company that's providing them any funds to actually make the game. The other thing I was going to say about that is that with these type of games, they're highly ambitious with what they're trying to do. They try to add absolutely, like, instead of finishing what should be the core game, they keep adding all these, like,
and then taking what they make off of that and then make a DLC that makes it even better.
Yeah, they just keep adding all the bells and whistles without actually finishing what the core of the game, what's going to make it worth playing. And they just add features, and features don't make the game, you know?
And then they call them, like, something fancy, like, the Space Station Update!
Yeah.
See, my thing is, like, it takes parts of what you're saying, mm-hmm. and parts of what he's saying, but adds, like, one other thing to it, and that's just that...
Is it a coke can in your ass?
Not this time, but it's, like, I feel like they're afraid that if they don't release a beta, that if they don't let people know about their game now, no one's gonna care.
Confidence, man.
So, I feel like if they're releasing it in, like, fucking pre-alpha... Not even in alpha stage, just because they fear that if they don't release something now, no one's going to give a shit when they release the beta or the you know, finished version of
the
game.
You know what's the most pre-alpha game? I'll just say this real quick. I actually don't remember what the name of the game is. You played it, though. The game where you play, like, the rabbits and the physics.
Overgrowth.
That is so pre-alpha. They don't even have a game built. They just have, like,
It's not even a game. It's just you run around with physics fighting and there's an arena.
All it is like, it's just a game where you pay $25 to see their physics engine. It's not even anywhere near... It's not even a game yet.
See, that's what I mean. It's like, I feel like that's why they released it, though, because they want you to see it.
Yeah, I mean, the
because they're afraid
great, but...
you're gonna just pass it by. And...
I remember how it used to be back in the days, is they would release pictures in a magazine.
Yeah, but
and they'd be like, "Check it out! This is what it's gonna fucking look like. It's gonna we're gonna describe it with words, and you're gonna have to read about it." This is before YouTube, like GameSpot.com and shit like that. You had it like an old school game informer, or like PC magazine, and that's how you learned about the games coming out. And so then you would read the back of the box, and if it sounded fun, you would play it. And then YouTube came out.
You didn't get money that way.
I think off your point though, besides the money. Is if they release a playable version of their game, like a demo, essentially a beta is just a very expensive fucking demo, very expensive long demo, and you play it, eventually a famous YouTuber is going to come around and be like, oh, I'm going to try this out, like, you got some people playing, like, Life is Futile right now, which you probably never, it's super fucking, like, beta, alpha, alpha, alpha. Like, that game is just unpolished as shit, but it's ambitious, and it's being made by Russians, which notoriously, Russians build the game, and they do not support anyone who plays it, and they just kind of send it off and go, let's make new one, comrade. Yeah. No offense to Russians, again, this is the second time I've insulted them, two podcasts in a row.
Podcast zero?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, episode zero is going to be like, that's going to be like down the line.
Well, now, okay, so I get a freebie. This is strike one against Russians. I'll do it the next time. And,
keep it a common theme in the show.
But, Russia. You know, but anyways, a whole bunch of people went out and bought that game, and the price of the game went from $10 to $30. Nothing changed. The only thing that changed is more people are buying it.
Yeah.
People continue to buy it because. It's some guy said that, oh, this is going to be amazing. Like, well, I can't wait to play. I think I'm going to do this in the game. And think about all the playing of beta video games when you learn about them is not actually playing it. It's imagining what you could do when it was done.
Yeah.
And that's what this eventually I'm going to come out with a beta. I'm going out with a beta right now. It's a game where you fly around in space and then you can land on a planet, you can get out and fuck all the animals if you want to, or you can interbreed them.
Just fuck them, though. You can't eat them, harvest them for
resources. No, you can just fuck them, or you can interbreed them to make more sexy fucking things, or you can kill them, strip out their bones, and play musical instruments with them where you can design your own songs and record them and put them on YouTube. It's got streaming capability, it's got multiplayer capability, and it's got awesome sweet space combat, dust pet, limb flares. Okay? Dubstep lens flares. That's all you need to sell a game. That's what EA does.
Yeah. 420 blaze it.
420 blaze it. MLG, quick scope, no scope. Bitch, you got owned. That's what it's going to be called.
Scary skeletons.
That's going to what it's going to be called. And you can buy it now by sending me $10, and I'll send you the beta version where you're just going to sit there and think about all the cool shit you can do in the game I just described to you.
That's it, though. Is that you? Yeah, if they're
potential.
But like most indie games, most indie games, though, you figure
it's good.
The most indie games that we've ever played and we actually consistently played, we got in beta.
Yeah. Stupid alpha. It was I got Minecraft when it was in bucket.
Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm saying, like, we got it like off this like shady ass fucking website.
I found it with some company
we never fucking heard of.
What was that? Was it Stumble Upon? I stumbled upon it, and only 400 people had bought it.
Yeah.
When I bought it, it was in bucket version, and really? I bought it for $3, $4.
Like, and you know, and like in comparison, like say Hearthstone, and that came out beta, and I got into it. That game was finished. All they were doing was tweaking a few cards. But it was made by a big company.
I know.
I'm just saying
that doesn't count, but I'm saying, beta wise,
as far as like that's what indie game developers should be doing is releasing in beta what the game is supposed to be when it's close to finish. And in this case, that Blizzard released a game that was pretty much finished. They just needed to tweak some cards, like monitor some things, and then they released it. It was done.
But Blizzard's got capital though.
I know. I'm just saying.
Mad cap. Yeah.
I know they got cap. Well, no, actually, no. Actually, to be fair, Hearthstone was actually made by like two people. Did you know that?
It was made. Yeah,
I know it's from Blizzard, but they were funding most of their. They gave them a full team initially, and they took everybody away and also reduced their funding. So they're basically. I mean, now it's gotten big, but it's
because they're like, who's gonna play a stupid card game, bags?
Is basically look at it now, and it's like a indie. Fucking. They were under a big company, but they started having everything stripped from
my
them
question
in the same
is,
way
what's
that any developer
with Blizzard
has.
Games becoming sports?
Well, Blizzard does a really good job at making multiplayer games, to be honest.
I'm talking about League of Legends, StarCraft.
And the thing is with League is that was made in Warcraft 3.
It was
Defense of the Ancients.
It was a Dota ripoff, but still.
Blizzard has a knack for making a game that is, like, they're really good with making games
balanced. I didn't even
draw
that connection, but that is right.
What?
The Dota connection. I didn't even draw that.
That League of Legends, like, is
basically
spawned
from Warcraft 3.
Yeah, it's riding on Blizzard's coattails,
basically, they even said that, like, on their, like, website. They're like, yeah, we made this because Dota was cool.
But this is cooler.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. The reason that they make it a sport is because international players play it. And the way that international players can come to, like, tournaments and shit is because they get, like, passports. Basically be saying they're an official, like, athlete. Like you would, like, for, like, the Olympics.
It's a tax write-off.
Mm,
yeah. No, that's a corporate tax write-off, getting international connections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how they make so much overhead, I guarantee it. It's because they have so many fucking Koreans playing their game.
Well, that and fucking skins to win, man. Like, you gotta pay the fucking money to get the cool-ass skin so you can win some fucking games.
Oh, God.
It's exciting.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Like the skin stuff? Or
customizing the way you look costs $5. Or you can just look at this really shitty character. Eventually they're just gonna start making characters that just look like shit at first. And then like, if you wanna buy the hat, cost $2. If you wanna give him pants so you stop seeing his, I'm gonna put this in my game. This is gonna be my game. If you don't wanna see your character's dong flopping about in the wind, entering animals that I've never seen before and you've never seen before,
uncircumcised and barred,
then you can buy the pants or condom DLC. They're coming in a pack. It's $10 or $5 in thing. In fact,
can my condom have a party hat?
Your condom can have a party hat if you get the party hat DLC. That's separate.
Is there like a cake farts DLC?
No, that's just comes part of the game.
Oh, cool.
Again, you'd know that if you got the fucking beta.
Did you know?
Look,
like, $10,
I'm telling you.
Statistically, the people who are getting like in those type of games, it's like a very small minority of people that actually buy all the content that or buy all the extra content that's actually making them all the money.
Yeah,
there's like certain people who will drop like $200 on shit constantly.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah, I just dropped an extra $10.
Yeah, and then there's another group of players that don't spend anything. So
I do have a confession to make. And this is the exact opposite of my opinion. This is going to be me being super hypocritical right now. The beta for Elite Dangerous costs the full amount of the game, which is $60. Or you can get the mercenary version of the beta, which is $75, which is the version I bought.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, because I just bought...
I still play alone.
Because I just put a pre-order down on... like Mortal Kombat 10 and Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, it looks so good.
It does look so fucking good.
Both those are amazing.
So, but I dropped
the Wiz Khalifa trailer.
But I dropped like an extra $10 on the buying like the advanced version of Inquisition, because they're like, you can either pay an extra $10 when you buy it and get $40 worth of DLC, or just buy all the DLC on your own. See, so I dropped an extra $10 that I don't even know if the DLC is going to be any good. Or if I'll even fucking
but
want it.
But if you bought all the DLC together, it'd be like $75.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, is that like if
season passes and shit.
Yeah, which a lot of games do that.
I enjoy season passes, especially for games like the Battlefield games, because each one of those DLCs
is Borderlands 2.
Even Borderlands 2, each one's $15, but if I spend $25 now...
Get all.
I get all of them for $25 instead of $75. That's $50 off.
Yeah, but I mean, most games come with four things of DLC. Like, as a general rule, there's like four extra DLC packs.
It's one per quarter.
But, I mean, I can look at the DLCs for most of these games that I've played before, and I'm like, I only want like one and a half of these.
The only DLCs you need for Borderlands 2 is Mr. Torque's Campaign of Carnage and Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep. Which, by the way, Assault on Dragon Keep didn't even come as part of the season pass.
I know, it didn't. I like the, what was the pirate one?
So that one was too short. Booty Bay.
It added
the Seraph Crystals, which was cool.
Yeah.
It added another vault, which was awesome. But it's all about Mr. Torque's Campaign of Carnage, because Mr. Torque is like the greatest character on this planet.
Yeah.
He's my favorite character. He's like Duke Nukem, old and in charge of a company.
Yeah.
Instead of Duke Nukem nowadays, which is this really shitty ripoff of what he used to be.
Did you play any Borderlands 2, Paul?
I did not play any Borderlands 2.
Oh, dude. Okay, so you know how...
It's good.
We mentioned earlier how like certain games are only fun if you're playing with other people.
Well, yeah, that's when we mentioned that you were a loot whore. That was a game I was referencing.
You fucking bitch.
Was Borderlands 1, because me and you played that all the fucking time.
Okay, here's how big of a loot whore this asshole is, okay?
Yeah, okay.
We're playing around, and he's got all this badass weaponry, like super gold, awesome, legendary motherfuck shit, and I'm running around with white and green weapons. I'm like, yo, man, I can really use like a shotgun or something, because my character needs one to be better. And he's like, no, you're playing as Mech, the Gage, the Necromancer.
Gage, the Necromancer.
All you need are fucking shotguns. It's all you need for that character to be good. And you have them. You have all of them. You have the best ones.
Hey,
and I'm like, you know what? I could use an assault rifle. Who was I playing as? I was playing as the Gunzerker. I'm like, if I had two assault rifles, this would be so great. I don't have one assault rifle. He's like, I'll give you an assault rifle. So he's actually sharing the loot that he looted the first time. So he throws it on the ground in front of me, and I go to catch it, and he takes it right back.
Yeah. I have
and
to
just
forgive.
He throws it and catches it. Throws it and catches it. Fucking son of a bitch.
I have to forgive Nate for things like that, because I have done some serious fucked up shit, too.
Yeah. So I blame
and he knows
you
it.
For all of this.
Well, no. It's just how we work. Like, we have, like...
Paul made me who I am.
Me and Nate... You've molded me, too, because me and Nate have been playing multiplayer games together for fucking... Feels like a goddamn eternity.
Decades, really, honestly.
Fucking eternity.
Yeah.
Because... So, like, I have to forgive the loot hornist, because I've done some fucked up shit, and, like, I have quirks in games. Like, I'll just start fucking around, or I'll start trying... Like, we were playing Halo 2.
Uh-huh.
We were playing, like, fucking rockets mode. I got bored of killing you with rockets, so I, like, started trying to launch warthogs at you with rockets... Which worked once.
I do that shit consistently.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you have to play games like that, knowing that if you don't open that chest and immediately start button mashing on the loot button, you're not gonna get the stuff. Cause that's just how Nate rolls. As far as looting goes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, I learned pretty quickly.
I admit it. I am a loot whore.
But I'm also one of the. But I'm also one of the people. This circles round. I'm also one of the people that I don't play with friends so often, so I don't do anything to piss them off, so they'll never play with.
You can have the loot.
Just keep playing with me, Nate. You can have the shotgun.
Don't leave. Take everything.
So like you're like, man, that's a nice shotgun. Well, I was thinking about leaving. No, take it.
Please take it.
Honestly, there comes a point in my fucking demeanor where you know I'm pissed off and you wouldn't joke about that. You'd be like, well, maybe I'll leave. I'm like, good, get the fuck out of my house or I'll burn your car down. I'm going to fucking strangle you with your own long hair. I'm going to scalp you. Fuck it.
Yeah.
When the fucking angry Josh comes out, it's a whole other game.
Then you guys are like, calm down, bro. I'm like, don't tell me to calm down. I'm fine. Then I get pissed because you think I'm mad.
I won't calm down. You fucking calm down in boiling water. You motherfucker!
You haven't been like this in a long time. You want to see long? Look at this dick!
Ah! It's all for you!
Okay, I have problems. You ever lay that mirror down and fuck on it?
No. Okay. I have not.
Be a lot more smudgy
there in the room. Just, I guess I don't know why I needed to explain that. There's a mirror in the room, that's why I said. You lay that mirror down?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, fucking. I just feel like there's certain things I have to describe to the audience, but I don't know.
Okay, so, about 6 minutes left.
Yeah, we're aiming for 90 minutes total, so it doesn't go too long.
So we have 6 minutes.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Game.
Yeah, what are we going
to
do?
Figure out a new game to play. I wanted to play Legend of Grimrock 2. I know Paul, you've been playing Spelunky.
I've been playing it off and on. I haven't gotten super far in it yet.
We could do Spelunky. I don't really want to. But
we could do pretty much anything because I just got like I want to play
Endless Legend.
I'm looking for something that like I don't know. I just got a brand new PS3 with a bunch of stuff on it.
Okay, so this is why I want to play Endless Legend, and specifically it's because I've been playing a lot of Civilizations lately. Not the new one, Civ's 5, because when I work at home, where I'm working, in my room...
Let's not even get into that shit.
Okay. I have it on my PC in the background as I'm working over here, because it's turn-based. It's 4X turn-based, it's casual, da-da-da-da-da. Well, the new one came out, and the reviews are very, very mixed on it, because it was supposed to be like the spiritual successor to Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri, which I loved, and I look at this, and I'm like, it just looks like a really watered-down Civ 5. Like, Civ 5 has so much shit and structure and substance to it. And I just don't want to play a watered-down version of it that's just, like, pretty much Sid Meier's Revolution and be like, or Civilization's Revolution and be like, eh. And in the flip side, Endless Legend's a 4X game with wizards and shit, and that's cool.
Yeah. You know, I realized we did say at the beginning that we could pick two games. One that will play lengthier for 2 weeks, and then another game will play for 1 week. So, I mean,
Dude, I mean, if you guys don't like the turn-based strategy, that's fine.
Well, how much do you know about Legend of Grimrock 2?
We've been playing really... Like, we started out with a really heavy game. So, like, my only suggestion as far as Spelunky goes, because it's, like, super light and easy.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally... Like,
oh, that's a good one-off.
It's literally plug-and-play.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You don't have to know anything going into it.
But like, you've already also played it.
Well, it's fine. It's whatever.
You're right.
Have you played it?
No.
I played a little bit of it.
Very little of
I
it.
I played
like,
zero of
like
it, which
hour.
Means I'd have to buy it.
The thing is that
it's not that expensive.
It's really simple, though. So, like, the amount of... And it's not like any amount of experience on my part is going to make me better at the game. Because you can die at any fucking minute.
Well, we could just look at Steam sales.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
I was actually, you know, I was having this thought earlier that we should have, like, our name should have been relevant to something, like, our thing is that we play games, but we only play cheap games.
Well, I mean, there is a game I saw on Steam the other day that was on sale that I think we really need to play soon.
What game?
It's literally a dating sim.
Oh.
Hear me out.
Is it that bird game?
The one with the fucking, where you, like, date a bunch of pigeons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that game so fucking bad.
Isn't it called, like, Hattoful Boyfriend?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah. My girlfriend actually talked me out of buying it.
Uh-huh.
But I still might buy it.
You're gonna fucking buy it in secret.
Be like, well, the guys...
She's like, what are you doing?
I don't want
to... Because I literally read it, because...
Press your tongue to the screen
Because she's the one who pointed it out to me. And I was like, because I just read the description. I didn't look at the actual game. I was like, well, it's like, so it's like a furry game, right? Because, like, you're literally, it says you're the only human inhabitant of this, like, new high school. I'm like, so it's going to be furry.
There's probably some sort. I really, but then really I hope.
But then I click on it, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're not even anthropomorphized. They're just fucking birds. This is it's a hyper realistic photo of a fucking bird.
It's like, what did you expect? Like, what did you expect?
Yeah. Like, I'm sitting
there.
That's like,
I bought Goat Simulator. What did I expect?
I'm like, well done, Steam. This time I have been caught off guard. Congratulations. I am officially caught off guard.
Okay, that would be a one off, but we're going to do Spelunky this week. Fuck that. I'm not even ready for dating some fucking birds.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the choices between, for the 2-week game,
yeah,
fucking Endless Legend or Legend of Grimrock 2, which is what I want to play.
Legend of Grimrock 2, I don't think that's a game to devote a whole bunch of time to, because I beat those games pretty quick, and then I go into, and then how I play, how I eat my fun out of those games, I just make a shit ton of dungeons and play other people's dungeons. And
yeah.
It's an important part of the game.
Is it longer, or is it about the same?
I think Legend of Grimrock is like a week game, because it's one of those games that, like, it's, as a, like, almost true roguelike game, well, as far as dungeon goes, is once you either beat the game or die, you don't really go back into it because it's the same story.
Well,
I
really want to play it too, for sure. Yeah.
I'm completely, like, unbiased as to which one of those you guys want to pick, because I don't have any real insight on either.
How much is there to talk about? Like, in your opinion, since you played Spelunky a lot, how much is there to talk about Spelunky?
Not much.
So why really isn't. We play it?
You're right. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those games that, like, if we were doing, like, a stream of it while we were playing it, it'd be much more entertaining.
Yeah, let's do that then. Let's do that sometime.
So let's not do Spelunky then.
Alright.
Spelunky. Would you guys be into, like, I don't know, like, one of the Telltale games, like either Walking Dead or what is that other one they made?
I've played both of them. I've played the first two episodes of, what's the Wolf game?
I don't know.
Wolf Among Us.
I never played that one.
Wolf Among Us is good. But the only reason why I haven't picked it up, I played it at his house. I played the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And I haven't picked it up again since then, because I want to buy it on here and play it myself. Yeah. But I have to play through the first two episodes again.
It's on the phone now.
Oh, it is? Oh, crazy.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just have to, like, he's looking through Steam right now to see if he can find anything.
I mean, I'd be totally down for a Walking Dead season 3.
You guys can play Cosmic DJ.
When that comes out. But I've already played season 1 and 2.
Power of music. You ever played Cosmic DJ? Did I ever show you Cosmic DJ?
No.
Funniest shit. Dance. Funniest fucking shit.
There's a game called fucking Tomb of the Necro Dancer. Have you heard of that?
What about a Lego movie
game? Tomb of the Necro Dancer is this, like, it's this dungeon crawling game where you have to move to a beat the entire time and fight monsters to a beat.
What about, would your guys' shit run like Guns of Icarus or anything?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we could totally play that together. And see, like, that's a group experience. Like, we all know what we're taking away from that.
That's where you all run the ship, right?
It's probably another streaming video.
That is another streaming video.
God damn, I'm way better at that shit than I am anything else.
We gotta think of the, like, games where it's like we all play individually and talk about our experiences playing the games.
Yeah, see, I'm bad about that.
Yeah, and I'm totally down for, on top of having this podcast, is to also have a streaming thing. Maybe, like, once we get that sorted out on, like, maybe on the second podcast or something, we'll say, hey,
speaking of overambitious betas, we're pretty guilty of that right now.
I've been noticing you playing during the day, playing games during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off on Wednesdays, son.
Okay, let's play something. Well, I've been inviting you to play, like when we played fucking Risk. What did we play before we played Risk of Rain? We were trying to get it.
That was once, and you were wasted.
I was really wasted.
So he has to get drunk to play games with me, but he'll do it with Jeremy all the time.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that. Gosh.
Jeremy's going to be listening to this. He's like, fishing. Damn it.
About what?
It is a fishing game.
No, I don't want to play a fishing game.
I don't even want to play a fishing game.
Yeah, we're going to be deliberating on this for like another fucking 20 minutes.
This is a hard decision.
It is a hard decision.
See,
it's easier
when
we have
people listening
to us.
It's a time investment.
Yeah.
It's a timed thing.
Yeah.
It's money.
It is a money problem.
I'm having a problem here because the only games that are coming to my head are games that I'd like, I just play with you guys, not like alongside you guys. Something like, maybe we'll play like fucking like Street Fighter or something. Well, this is like, good for you
then, because it's like we would pick the game, you'd play it. You wouldn't really have too many qualms about it. Like,
that's I don't care.
My phone is terrible for Steam right now. Like, I have like one LTE. I've been waiting for you to do this for 5 minutes.
Like, I'll literally play anything. So
I will literally play anything too.
Call now.
What about Tropical 5?
No.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I like playing games like that because it's all about the experiences you take back from it. See, games like that, though, where you devote 2 weeks to it and you come back with stories.
That's the game I was talking about, Crypt of the NecroDancer.
I don't want to play music anymore.
Okay.
I can't get a lot of fun out of those.
Too bad. I really want to play Borderlands pre-sequel, but $60 is too much.
Again, another game. I'm getting Far Cry 4.
The fuck is Tug?
And Evolve.
$10.
Oh, yeah. Evolve, I saw some gameplay that looks awesome.
Dude, I want to play that. Early access. When it comes out, I'm getting it, and we shall play together because it's hunters versus one dude.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
dude, I'll play with you. I will fall. I will jump on that fucking grenade and actually spend time with you.
Hell yes. What?
I was like, burn.
Sorry, dude.
A burn story.
You know, I'm actually pretty cool to hang out with.
Yeah, totally.
Can we just play Legend of Grimlock?
If you have a microphone in your face, I would slap the shit out of you. Can we trade spots and I'll look?
Yeah, sure.
I'm pretty good at finding shit I don't want to find.
We're switching microphones.
Shuffle.
Hello, now me and Nate get to cuddle around the directional microphone.
Uncomfortably.
Signs of life. What the fuck is this? It looks like a Terraria Starbound mod with...
I still don't understand that you and I have said we want to play Legend of Grimrock. Why can't we play that? It's cheap. It's $15, isn't it? Or is it more?
It's probably more.
I think. I was about to look it up. Do a search. Uncomfortable silence.
7 days to die.
A lot of... Like, I noticed like the ones that are like $10 are all early access, too.
You were born in 1990?
Yeah.
Dungeon of the Endless.
What's that?
Dungeon of the Endless is a roguelike...
God damn it.
Dungeon of the Endless is a roguelike dungeon defense game in which the player and their team of heroes must protect the generator of their crashed ship.
Hey, Josh, you might want to like lean back a little bit so where the microphone is, or bring it closer to your face. There you go.
Do you want me to start over again?
Yeah, start it over again to the audience.
Dungeon of the Endless is a roguelike dungeon defense game in which the player and their team of heroes must protect the generator of their crashed ship while exploring an ever-expanding dungeon, all while facing waves of monsters and special events as they try to find their way out. It's a mix-up of dungeon crawling and tower defense.
Okay. I'm glad you fucking broke it down because I started zoning out.
Synapsis, kind of. Blank.
Yeah, I was like, I fucking started staring at the wall.
Pretty sure drool like, reached my navel.
Features. Form of team of heroes. You equip them, manage, and balance between ex-prison inmates or guard. Oh, this is funny. Okay. Here's features or how to survive in an endless dungeon. Form of team of heroes, each with their own strengths and psychoses, or die. Equip them, deploy them, and earn powerful abilities. Or die. Manage the balance between ex-prisoners, inmates, and guards. Or die. Experience four-player co-op and watch your back. Or die. Use the dust you gather to power the rooms. Or die. Use scarce resources to help your team to survive. Or die. Build minor and major modules to hove off waves of monsters. Or die. Decode endless ruins to discover life-saving technologies.
Or die.
Or die. Each door is dangerous.
Or die.
It's a good combination. Here's a funny story about this game. Dungeon of the Endless is in the same universe as anything with the word endless in it, such as Endless Space or... I forgot the name of the game. Legend of the Endless Legend.
Endless Legend. There you go. Sell that game.
I'm gonna play it by myself. I don't even give it out to. So.
You go fuck about you guys. Speaking of playing it by myself, that's all I ever play.
By myself.
Fuck you. That's Dungeon of the Endless. You know, I haven't played FTL since it got updated.
Yeah. You should bring that microphone a little bit fucking closer to your
face.
You know, here, let me fix it for you.
You're over there looking like,
boom. Done.
This is not good for my posture.
It's better.
Well, it's better than you looking like fucking Billy Joel over there.
It fucking fell. Look what you did. Oh my god.
Now it's all lip dick on me, man.
First podcast, everybody.
Lip dick. We can play DayZ.
Yeah.
It's in early access and you still have to pay $20 for that. What about the Forest? Oh my god.
The Forest? Oh, wait, I've heard of that.
Nothing here.
Actually, it looks scary. No thanks.
I'd be fine playing. Oh, fuck. God damn it. We're so close.
Wolfenstein A New Order is on a sale. What about Planetary Explorers?
This is like the most boring part of the podcast.
It might be, but we're going through and that's how we can just cut
it. What about like
off.
Space Farmers? Because I just downloaded it the other day and I haven't fucking touched it yet. And it looks like it could be fun.
I don't know.
What is this?
A bird story.
We just played a game like that. No thanks. Farming Simulator?
No.
Wait, do I get to be the shark?
Yes, it's a multiplayer game where you're either a shark or divers.
So it's like Left 4 Dead.
Evolve.
No, it's Call of Duty, except one team isn't terrorists, they're fucking sharks.
Are they brown sharks? Because that's going to make or break the game.
Tropico, yeah. God, your cues suck. I'm just kidding. Your cues are actually exactly like, here's the new Sid Meier's Civilization Beyond Earth. All these Terraria copies, man, I swear. It's either copies of Terraria, Assassin's Creed, or Minecraft.
Yep, pretty much.
Case in point.
Alright, seeing as we're at like an hour and 45 minutes on this fucking podcast, can we just play like Legend of Grimrock?
Thank you fucking Jesus Christ, that's what I keep saying.
What about the Long
Because
Dark?
Me and Josh want to play it, and you fucking are like, yeah, let's just play it. Fuck Josh, Legend of Grimrock 2.
Fine, we'll play it. So that's going to be our 2-week game, Legend of Grimrock.
Well, I mean, fucking no, we're not doing Spelunky because Spelunky is nothing to fucking talk about. Spelunky, that's a cool game.
Let's play by ear. Either next week we will be talking about Legend of Grimrock 2, or we will be dicking around for an hour and a half and then talking about Grimrock 2 the next.
Playing week. Grab ass and shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, let's do Grimrock 2.
Yeah.
So either Grimrock 2 next week or the week after. So you might just get a nice, tasty week of us talking bullshit into microphones for an hour.
Yeah.
No, we'll do it for 1 week, and then
really?
During this week, we try to deliberate and figure out what we're going to play for
yeah,
longer.
But after 1 week, though, it might not, I don't know.
Here we go.
We'll figure it out.
This is my idea. We're going to do Grimrock 2 now. This is what we're going to talk about next week.
Yeah.
After this podcast ends here in a couple seconds, we then discuss what we're going to do for the 2 week thing, and then next week we're going to tell people what we've been playing and what we're going to talk about the next week. That way we don't have to figure out a game next week.
There's that, or I was going to also suggest that if we can start playing a game, and if it feels like we need to dedicate a second week to it, like we need a final opinion.
Sure.
We can do that too.
Yeah, sure. that was what I was saying.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking in the long run. In the second week, we don't have to discuss what we're going. We have to do this whole fucking 18-minute.
Yeah, thing. We'll do. We'll actually be professional and do our fucking homework. Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
let's go ahead and sign off then.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, sounds good. This has been Game and Watchmen. I'm Joshua.
I'm Nate.
I'm Paul.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. I want to smack you in the ass for one good fucking like. Bullshit!
God.
Oh,
there you go.
I need a cigarette.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
So wait, we're doing Legend of Grimrock?